Intervju Radija Študent.
Trilog Gurtu. Pred jutrišnjim nastopom Triloka Gurtuja, ki bo ponovno nastopil v kavarni Jan Garbare Group, ki se bo jutri odvijala v ljubljanskem kinu Šiška, se je z njim po telefonski vezi pogovarjal Borja Močnik. Prisluhnite.
So if you go back in history a little bit, you mentioned that it was kind of a blessing that you didn't finish the Berklee school. Is that because they were at Berklee they're trying to impose a way of playing, or can you contextualize a bit this statement?
I didn't get it. Can you repeat the question again, please?
That you once said that you were kind of happy, or it was kind of a blessing that you did not finish the Berklee school, music school in the USA.
Yeah. No, it was a blessing.
Yeah.
You know, because at the first moment, you always think, it's also the ego is hurt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was quite young at that time, so... And actually, I wanted to learn arrangement and all. And I got, I don't know for what reason it was done like that. It was perfect. Whatever the reason was, it was very good. Otherwise, I would have not been what I am now, you know.
Mm.
So it is, it was my destiny to not to stay in America.
Mm.
I'd come back, you know. And then, and the irony was, they called me to teach there again.
Yes.
My way of playing, my style and composition and all that.
Mm.
So it was good like that.
Mm.
You know.
And I think that for me personally, I think that there is a huge difference between the American scene and the European scene, or even between the American market and the European market. And do you see some? Would you like to express some of these differences that you see?
I'd rather not get into controversy, because I know what you're saying, you know, and I just don't want to be the bad guy saying all this, because nobody says it openly, you know?
Yeah, sure.
If you just look and be fair with the whole politic, what is going on, not only music, in other things, America is only one-sided. They don't allow anybody to come in there, you know.
Mm.
They take immigrants to work, you know, there, and that's just different.
Mm.
But it's a very one-sided, one-side road for musicians and artists there.
Mm.
And that's what I found, and I think it's unfair.
Mm.
Because the American musicians come here without visa, they don't need work permit, they behave like stars, you know, sometimes when they are not.
Yeah.
Because in their country, they don't get all these kind of facilities, you know.
Mm.
But they come here, and because our people don't know very much, and so they get, I don't know for what reason it is. So now it's changing. I think it's not the same as it was before, but in my times, there was some kind of discrimination like that, you know, for me.
Yeah.
Plus, please don't take my word for it's me, because I don't want to be the bad guy. There are no other musicians except a few who will say this, you know?
Yeah, sure.
It doesn't mean that they are very, very fantastic musicians there, you know?
Mm.
And also here, as it's a big country, they have a little bit more, you know?
Mm.
And there are fantastic musicians in Africa, in Paris, in India, everywhere, you know? But these people only know from here, they know only this.
Mm.
You know, the jazz scene. So that's why that's what I think. That's why we can't go to America like with the same situation what is in Europe. You know, they don't give you all this kind of facilities. They're very, 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 very hard with this, also with the visa and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been hard for, because I have not gone since this September 11th. I've not gone there.
Oh.
It's been because the whole thing has fallen. So so it's quite hard. It's very one-sided, and it's sad that the American people don't get to hear what is really happening in Europe, which is also a very good scene, very different.
Yeah, sure.
That's what I think. If it was, like a team, and sharing, it is not like that. It's one-sided for me. Pardon?
Sorry, did you get some invitations and you turned them down, or you're not interested?
Yeah, invitations I get, and you have to turn it down because it's such sometimes bad, you cannot make it, with what they are doing. Of course, I would like to go and play there, because I used to play 80, 90, till 2000, till September 11th, I used to play there, because there was a market for the CDs, record company.
Yeah.
And it was very hard, I tell you. It was very one-sided also, But the American people are fantastic. They are very good audience also. And I had a very good audience in America. I don't know if I still have, but I hope so. I was playing 3 tours a year. But it was very hard, for the promoter or the people calling you to treat you well or, make you feel respected. If you won't play great this year, but this is not jazz, So it is really, they are ignorant about a lot of other things going in the world, like in the politics. They don't know the geography very well sometimes, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
So I accept it and I respect the art they have, and I just expect that they treat everybody equally, like they want to be treated in Europe. They should treat the musicians coming to them also very nicely, not somebody watching your face when you're playing from the musicians union, coming to ask for your papers and all that. Nobody does to them here.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it is it's sad. It is like that, but I don't know who can change it,
And if we talk a little bit about electronics in music, like Sonny Rollins, like maybe 40 years ago, said that he doesn't want to see things get to the point of push-button music. So now we are in an era of push-button music. Yeah.
I spoke to you about this thing, and this is coming to you, but I don't know, allowing this. It's not the musicians, it is somebody else. I don't know who it is who's making it, like it's all this fashion business, It's nothing to really do with music. It's something to be different, the same kind of, you have palacinka, no, in Slovenia?
Yeah.
Offered in a different plate, in a different way, put in a microwave, not like how your mother made it. Tell me, now we're coming to wine. How many people know that you have good wine in Slovenia? Not many.
No, not really many.
No, I know it because you're close to Italy.
Yeah.
Gorizia.
Yeah.
You have fantastic white wine and red wine, this guy is called Gravner. Gravner. You don't know him, no?
No, not.
Yeah, you see? He's from the border of Italy and Slovenia. Slavio, they call him Slavo.
Yeah.
Fantastic wine they have.
Yeah.
And how many people know?
Yeah, not many.
An Indian knows this.
For me, this is the best region for Slovenian wine. This Goriška Brda near the...
Yes, very, very good red and white wine. Very good. Very good. That's why I'm looking forward also. I hope I have some time to get some good red wine and,
Yeah.
I used to work with Branko, Branko?
Yeah, sure.
And he took me somewhere around to taste some good red wine. So this is what I say, they don't know, and so we have to live with it instead of fighting it. I cannot fight it, And I don't think so. You can change the world. You have to change what to do. So Sonny Rollins is very right, and a great musician like Sonny Rollins, is correct, absolutely correct.
But if we look from the other side, at the same time, there are younger musicians, like even 10 years ago, maybe you were a lot of these electronic musicians like Darwin Singh, like Nitin Sony. They see you as a pioneer. of starting something like bringing music, different musics into different contexts.
But they see me as pioneer.
Yes.
Yeah, but they took it one step. I didn't do electro. I didn't know. I was just playing music. I was playing live with instruments, not with computer.
Yeah, sure.
I used electronic to make what is there, not have electronic and then put something on top.
Yeah, sure.
I just used it little bit to make it, you know, like even Miles did this, you know.
Yeah, sure.
And McLaughlin did this, but to use it well, not to, electronic is doing everything for you. Push button is doing the loop, is making the music, is doing everything for you, and you put, use one guy, a flute player, and that's all. That's not, you know. There was another, some German electronic groups, they were good, was Tangerine Dream and all.
Yeah.
You know, so it is used properly. It's not a misuse, you know. So that's what I think.
Yeah, and...
And I think Calvin and Nitin did a good job of using electronics with music, no?
Yeah, great job.
And they always... quote my name, they always think I started it, you know, thanks to them, you know, because of them, I've reached a very young audience also, you know, in England and elsewhere.
Sure. And what was this experience before you said about dubstep when you were now in India not long ago?
Amazing. That, like what you're saying, you know, it's electronic, what push button. They have no idea what they're doing. And then you're sitting there and they want to play with me so that one established musician helps another one, you know, who's not established. But they have no idea what I was talking about. They have no idea. And, oh, dubstep. I said, what? It's just two BPM away. And there's nothing changed. You take, it's amazing. And I just think, what is this, you know, what kind of ignorance, or what is this, you know, who is allowing this, somebody is not telling them something, not only me, but somebody, the media, the musicians who are responsible are not, you know, there are people who just want to have it, you know, have the music, you know, okay, we want some people, okay, you cost 500 and you cost 300, I take 300, okay, boom, you know. So it is getting a commodity now.
Yeah.
And it's nothing to do with the quality of music. I mean, I will stick with the quality, even if I do electronics, you know. I did a very good CD with Miles, Robert Miles. It's called Miles Gurto. But it was all played live, you know. Yeah. To do something new, you must have the courage and also the knowledge to do this, you know, not just to do with everybody and then copy him and, you know, like a fashion, you know. It's fashion. Music has become like a side dish, you know?
Yeah.
It's tomato ketchup.
And you have a photo on your website with Adriano Celentano.
Ah, yes.
So you collaborated with him like a year ago or something like this.
Yeah, fantastic. He's a great artist, man. He and Roberto Benigni. You know Benigni? Benigni?
Sure.
I like very much. Oh, it's not only music what I like. I like also theater. I like acting. I like all this, you know. I incorporate this in my music also. It's art. It's entertainment also. And it was fantastic. I enjoyed doing that with him.
And
the name of the piece was called Mezzaluna.
Mezzaluna.
Yeah.
And do you maybe do you have the favorite collaboration in all your huge career with all this?
No, I think they all, you know, it's like you asking me what was your best interview, and then you say one and the other one will feel bad, you know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Which is not possible to say. Now, what I can only say that the good ones, you know that you can repeat it, no?
And of course.
The bad ones, collaborations, you will never repeat it again. I will never do it again.
So that is why you play and work with Jan Garbarek a lot.
Yeah, because he's working and we are friends, and he's got very fantastic knowledge about Indian music and other kinds of music, so we can talk on stage and outside, you know, and spend good time, and it's very positive way of passing your time, you know.
So maybe just this one question. So this trumpet project that you're working on at the moment.
Yes.
Are you working? Where are you based when you will record?
Well, I did it. I've recorded. Uh-huh. Everybody's okay. Recorded it. I just have to do the mixing now in December.
Okay.
And it was very hard to get everybody together, but everybody was very excited. You know, that's where I've been lucky. Mm-hmm. When even if I did the African project with Salif Keita or Omu Sangare or, you know, Steve Lukita, you know, when they were always excited to do this, because somehow I think I'm blessed by my spiritual master that everybody is ready. They never question. Mm. They know that something will be very different, will be challenging, you know. So this is a blessing for me.
Okay.
And so till now, I didn't have any problems, you know.
Mm. Mm. And does this project does it have a name already?
No, but as I told you, it's going to be. I'm doing two pieces of Miles, mm-hmm. like Black Satin and something about Jack Johnson, and All Blues. Mm-hmm. And Don Cherry, I'm doing Brown Rice and one other tune. And I'm doing Manteca from Dizzy Gillespie.
Mm.
And some other tunes I'm doing, 6-7 tunes. And 3 tunes dedicated to these great musicians, trumpet players from my side.
Right.
And one classical trumpet player. Because, you know, there was a solo by Handel. You know this?
Mm-hmm.
Trumpet solo from Handel.
Uh-huh, from Handel, yeah.
Yeah. So for dedication for that.
Great.
For the European side also.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
So there will be a Turkish trumpet player, European trumpet player, Ibrahim Malouf, Arabian, you know,
yeah,
Beirut,
yeah.
Paolo Fraser, Italy, Niels-Peter Molve from Norway, mm. and maybe one American trumpet player called Ambrose. You know him?
Ambrose, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe, if it works.
Cool. Great. I think yeah. This is it.
But yeah. Remember, if you meet me, you're not going to come with a very bad bottle of red wine.
No way.
Yeah, no way, eh?
No way.
You recorded this.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to see you, eh?
Okay, thank
and
you.
And thanks for everything.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Ciao. Bye.
Steklenico kvalitetnega rdečega vina se iz etra Radija Študent poslavljata Trilog Gurtu in Borja Močnik, ki je pripravil pogovor z njim. Triloga lahko jamete jutri na koncertu zasedbe Jan Garbarek, grupu Kino Šiška.
Intervju Radija Študent.